This is CliffCentral.com.
All right, you can be on there. I'll be on here.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Just Start Comedy Podcast.
Sorry, you're not on.
Just another Friday morning.
Am I on? Can you turn me up in the headphones? Hi!
Yo, you don't have to turn you up if you're going to do that.
Nice.
Do you want to hit, is this your headphone?
No, my headphone's over here. I just
put yourself on. Sorry about that, a little orientation-wise. Have you noticed something? There's more green in the studio. It must be because of the work we did at that garden center place.
Yes.
They've actually sponsored us two fennels.
Fennels?
And a ficus.
Fucking ficus.
That was nice, man. I enjoy this thing.
Eric, what did you do last night? Can you say hello to the people? Say hello for the Mensa.
Hello for the Mensa.
Looking good, man. Have you had haircuts?
Thank you, man. Thank you. I did, in fact, have my haircut.
That's good. An Easter haircut?
No, it was more a Trevor Noah Show haircut.
Oh, you had to bring that name.
I didn't have to get one of those. Yeah. Did you, Dave?
Nor did Eureka. No, I didn't have to. Eureka, are you on? Let me put you on.
I got a Kiriwani Mulawiti haircut.
That's one of those haircuts that you get, but you don't get paid.
You pay for your own haircut.
Okay. Have you been paid at least half up front?
What? No. You get the full amount when you invoice them 30 days later.
That's a little bit of a Cape Town Comedy Club as
the
well.
Way, the way the Lord intended it to be.
Good, if I 30 got days.
That full amount of money now, I think I'd be very irresponsible with it.
And you'd spend it on
what would you do with it, actually, Eric? Because you won't go out partying and drinking. That's not your vibe.
That's what you think.
Okay, drinking's got
it's going up in front of our eyes. Sorry, I got my bookie cap on here. I'm just doing odds. Odds on
nobody
any of us being on the Trevor Noah.
Apart from
what is the
us
thing, by the way? Let's start with welcome back from Easter.
Hi, thank
so
you.
So this
welcome
is live
as well.
Thanks for listening
love
in.
What's up, guys?
Thanks
hello
for
everyone
tuning in. Thanks for downloading in.
Hello,
plugging in.
Word. People are listening right now, right?
You know what, Eureka? Let's not assume shit like that.
It's 2018. People can listen if they want.
We can't make people do that.
Where do you find these guests, Eric? They just come in here and assume.
Okay, there, you can sit at that one there, but you've got to keep quiet.
There
boy. All right, so it is school holidays, so obviously my little guys join me. Jude's here.
He's cool, man. He was like doing abs outside.
He's eating a donut. So healthy.
Well, balance abs and then
donuts after
down your tube.
Okay, we just got to get him out of here before the sex show starts. That's what I say to my kid all the time.
That's a standard line in the Levinson household.
Yeah, before the show starts.
All right, buddy, the sex show's about to start. Go to your room.
Dun, dun.
Go play outside.
Now he's just shouting like
midnight.
His mom.
I don't care. Go play outside.
Sit here, Bugs. Sit there. Tell us what happened. Come here. There, into the chair.
So it's been an eventful past 2 weeks in life in general and stuff. So
what have you been doing?
I have been stressing the back of my nuts off.
A little bit money wise.
No, but because of the show, because we were just.
But you were chosen because
show
of what you do.
Yes.
Never stress if that's yes the case. Stress yes when it's a sure weird corporate where you haven't been chosen to do because they don't know you.
They just got me.
This
by
thing
chance
you've been chosen because you've been doing
yeah
well.
Yeah.
Obviously, this podcast has a lot to do with your profile.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's done wonders for me too.
Who's speaking there? Who's that? Ryan, how are you?
It used to
I'm
be
good.
Ryan
I'm
Holiday.
I'm good.
Where have you been doing? How's your been gigs been?
I did two this been week. Played for four people at Amuse on Tuesday, which
Amuse
was yeah, ironically.
Is that the name of the show?
No, it's Amuse Cafe.
Amuse.
Amuse.
Okay.
Four people. Yeah,
you seem to find these gigs on purpose. You seem to phone us. Have you got five people at your gig?
Yeah.
Can I do 10 minutes?
I want my confidence destroyed. Can you give me a gig?
Do people know that there's a show at these gigs, or do you just find five people at a restaurant?
Well, one of the four regulars was the owner of the bar. So
regulars that just, you know, were there for a drink. And
one
like,
of the
four
was the owner of the bar, and then your
jokes
Uber driver, you told him, stay here. I'm only going to be 10 minutes.
And then last night at, where was it? Full Stop Cafe. You've done that with
I was
Lord
supposed to do it last night.
They were very poorly attended.
That's,
but it was
10,
12
no
people. Yeah. Just stop trying
you know
to shine the light in my face. I'll whip you.
The days are gone where the act would bring in the people. Because as we spoke about before, our guys that have seen us so many times are sick of saying, I will come see you, come see you. Because they have to see, he might be Eric's best friend. But he has to see four other loser comedians as well.
Yeah, then
and they end up hating them.
He doesn't want to. As soon as I've done my thing, he leaves.
Yeah, he leaves. So there's a bad audience member use your own.
I was really nervous last night because I had a bunch of family friends coming, like 10 of them actually,
so
that had never seen me perform. They know I want to do this comedy thing, blah, blah, blah. So I felt the pressure. None of them rocked up, so...
Are you disappointed?
I am actually.
But that's also there's the reason why I don't invite friends. Yeah. That's the biggest reason.
I never do that. Like, when's
you
the show?
You can't rely on
like,
them.
When's the show? When's
the show? You know how many guys have said to me, that it's 18 years now, saying, are you still doing comedy? First of all, they ask you. And then, where can I come see you? Because where can I see you? And then you say, well, there's five places you can see me now, this week. Okay. Just don't put
yeah, then
comedy, that's
the
other reason why I must look after comedy lovers.
They always go, yeah, I know, that's nice that you're performing this week, but what are you doing on the 23rd? Because I'm off that day.
Yeah.
I'm busy this week. I've got other plans.
Do a plan for that day. Like, there's a couple of other things I want to talk about. That school that we did.
Have
you got a following, Eureka?
A following. Yeah. You know what I realized? Like in Cape Town, actually, the people that actually bring in audience is like the open mic guys. The open mic guys, like, yeah, you have an open mic night. It's like, it'll be flipping full. It'll be full at the show because the open mic guys. But like us, the people, like no one really cares. Like because like,
so
we advertise our gigs so
many
times.
We should look after
those
10 people that come. Because you're sending those 10 people at full stop. You should have got your phone on set. Guys, do you mind if I get all your email addresses and put you on some sort of a database and send you stuff? What we did to that audience, though, is go, let's give them a shit show because it's a small audience. You often do that. You're small audience. You got
to
up your energy.
Yeah.
You got to give them your best 5 minutes.
Yeah. Prince always says, like, B-O-E, bring your own energy.
Yeah.
Yeah, with
B-O-E.
Those guys.
Yeah, bring your own energy.
Yeah,
bring your own energy. Also, what does Lisa Mandinga say?
Nobody cares. Well,
nobody cares.
How is his show going? I don't have DSTV, so how's that show going with his on the Daily Show African spiced up version?
African correspondent.
Yeah, how's it going, Ryan?
It's a once a month segment.
Oh, is it not all the time? Okay, cool. So obviously put it together and highly edited it. Okay, cool. Because they won't put any old African crap on.
Yeah, they shouldn't.
He wasn't on this nationwide.
Nope.
Show here. Okay.
Nope. There were 13 of us. It was myself, Tsitsi.
So hang on, what is that? Just start from the beginning. Who contacted you?
I was contacted by Ryan Hardooth.
Ryan Hardooth from his company, and he runs a lot of Trevor stuff. So he said, listen, Trevor's coming back.
So this was his project to get the newer guys in the game, the guys that are doing
well. Is it
well,
Nationwide
exceptionally
related?
Well. Yes,
it's under that brand.
Nationwide with Trevor Noah as well.
Nationwide. Okay, cool. So it'd be Nationwide 3.
Yeah.
He's been two
it'll
of them
be the third one, yeah. Yeah. So this one is the one that's going to be televised as the youth. So it's like a newcomer showcase.
Cool.
And each of us got 15 minutes.
Name the guys that count. No, it's 13.
So there's
13
of us. It's me,
TT.
Now I'm going to...
You're going to clap it.
Look at this guy telling me I'm going to miss... Come on, somebody.
Not Eric.
Eric's track record. Have you done the show? Have you been on the show too? You often ask him something and he just goes like this.
He doesn't even... He's like, fuck it
so
up.
So I want the full 13.
Full 13. Go myself, TT, Kraidetoy, Bongani Dube, Keenan Surf... Then after that was, and then somebody ring
that
the bell.
That was nice.
That was perfect.
He's ringing the bell. So for the box. put that down.
Kraidetoy, Nokomasweti, Boom, Many Loves. No, it's actually Boom Songelwa now. And then the other, you see.
How would you change your name from Many Laughs to
you
just your normal
name?
No,
you hate that name.
I used to call myself Dave, Many Laughs. Then I was Dave, Few Laughs. Then Dave, maybe someone laughed. And then
and
I just changed it to
Dave Chuckle.
Who laughed? Who laughed now? Dave?
Yeah, there were 13 of us. I saw the picture this morning. I'm still tired, guys. Like, I woke up just before I came here.
So it's excitement. It's genuine.
It
and you were on last night.
Kevin Kelly, Mahmoud Dabi, those guys. I was on Wednesday night.
Okay, what's today? Friday.
It's Friday, yeah.
So there's another one tonight?
No.
So it was Wednesday
nights,
and Thursday?
Two nights. Sold out, eh? Yeah, both nights sold out.
Where did they film it?
At the Lyric Theatre.
Lekker.
How many people?
Because it came out of nowhere. How did they get... It's
1,100.
Like, the name, obviously, Trevor Noah gets the tickets sold. So they put it on...
They announced it on Sunday. On Monday morning, the tickets were sold.
Imagine, yeah.
Lekker. It's crazy, yeah.
So Brian just got more depressed now.
He's like, can I perform to four people?
Come to the Full Stop Cafe, Trevor Noah ate there once.
I wonder how much you would sell a gig if you say, like, Trevor Noah will be here in spirit.
Yeah, but in tiny, tiny writing, terms and conditions apply.
I just have a candle and then with his picture.
We'll just find another dude called Trevor Noah. Not the actual Trevor Noah.
No, but to me, it's like the people will come to that.
Yeah.
He's hosting it, right?
Yeah, he hosted it.
Yeah.
How did he do? Did he do fine? Was he funny?
Of course, dude.
You can notice Ryan's face there. He's just looking down like this. Yeah. Not even looking at the mic. How did
this
you do?
Week killed me.
How did you do? How did you go?
How did I do? I did well, man. Okay. I enjoyed my performance. Everybody enjoyed my performance. Started cool, strong, man. Ended strong.
So would you say it was a 10 out of 10, Eric?
Why is Ryan being this guy?
Ryan, you know what happened?
What happened? Wait,
comedy
who hurt
like Ryan had a shit. Who hurt you?
Who hurt you, Ryan?
People
Holiday?
Hurt. No, you know what? I asked Eric before how to go. Was it like out of 10? What would you say? And he said 10. They all are 10s. And I'm like, fancy.
Why are you asking me? I rock my shows. Eureka, you're Cape Town living.
Yeah, man. I've
so what are you doing in our land,
too.
In the Jersey?
I'm doing some shows, dude. I'm doing Goliath Comedy Club, and I'm also doing my one man show on Tuesday at the Pop Art. Yeah.
You've done that before. You've done it there before, hey?
No, I've never done it at the Pop-Out before. I've never done it at the Pop-Out. The first time there, yeah.
So how many nights do you do at the Pop-Out? Do you get two
I'm
nights?
I'm doing one night. One night at the Pop-Out, yeah.
And how do you get people to come to that? I'm not saying you're
you
not going to know
yeah.
but you're not.
Yeah. yeah.
So that's a
I
that's
definitely
a
did not advertise on Sunday only. This thing has been going on for months.
What's your show called?
It's called Man's Too Funny.
Okay, cool. I've seen the hashtag.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that Scooby-Doo Pop Pop? Is he opening for you? I don't know these new African comics. I don't know their names.
He's got a Big Shaq opening for him. Big Shaq just goes on and goes, boom, right, up in the building right now. The main man himself.
Watch this.
Is that true though? You're talking shit. No. I take it seriously.
You not know who Big Shaq is.
Is he the one that says 2 + 2 - 1 = 3
Big
quick maps?
Yeah. That's
cool, dog. It's so sick that you landed him.
It was a viral video when like a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. The dude just blew up. Actually, it was the end of last year. End of last year.
No, he's a comedian now, hey?
You're not
he
maybe
is a comedian. Yeah, that's a comedian.
Eric, you not put that into the news.
I did.
I wasn't here.
If you were paying attention, you would have heard me talking
it?
About it.
Did you
yeah.
say?
Yeah.
It's a great video.
Yeah.
The guy's name
viral
is...
video.
What's his name?
The song is playing on radio. That the thing goes...
Like New Year's. Like, pop, yeah, pop, dude, pop. This thing was everywhere. There was like little acoustic versions from like Asian kids. Dude, it went big.
You missed it, Dave. You missed the wave of...
You don't know.
I don't know, man.
But he got most of the Reader Digest episodes.
Man's not hot. I tell him,
okay, I want to look. We're going to do that again. I think we do a little review. Because I'm old, I don't remember stuff. You've got to
you
say it again.
Us, then like,
but then when you tell me again, then I get it.
Yes.
Isn't that not what learning's
yes.
about?
Yes.
Do people know? There's no WhatsApps. I have some apologies again.
Who's
I,
not, is Michelle
I tried, busy? I tried iTunes Radio this morning instead, and it only took a second to start playing, so it's not my connection. In other words, we've done something wrong.
Oh, sorry. Okay. I apologize.
I'm just going to re. There we go.
Yeah, so that's the thing, man. You need to listen.
So, information.
Right. I am
going
to go and look at the shows and listen to all of them and see if anyone spoke about Skitty the Pop Pop.
We didn't speak about him like that. We said there's been a viral video this week. Comedian made a music video.
Did we say his name?
Michael. I think I said his name. Yeah, Michael Depa. Yeah.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
So what did you call him?
Depa.
Yeah, that was Depa. You know, Depa.
What did he call himself in the video?
Big Shaq.
Big Shaq.
See, I want to know these things. Yeah. We'll find the video and we'll play it at the end.
And the song is called Man's Not Hot. So he calls himself...
Guys.
Man's Too Funny.
Man's Too Funny.
Man's Too Funny.
We connections.
Know what I mean? Tell a man's too funny.
Search the web. All right, we're going to look for the
tell
video.
Me, drop a punchline. I tell a man's too funny. You are going somewhere with something.
I'm going somewhere with news.
There we go.
William Mandela dies.
Oh yeah, that's why I'm wearing black. Guys. You guys are not wearing
black. You're wearing
black, it's like it's
and
black.
White.
Aye, come on.
I'm there we black. Go. I'm wearing
I've
black as
black.
Well.
Yeah,
we're literally all wearing black.
Mine
but
more
black,
not
guys.
Be.
And you're wearing black underneath.
And you've got a full underbelly
they say you need
design.
To cover your sadness sometimes, man. You need to carry on like nothing happened, even though something has devastated you.
What are they calling it? Like black Duke?
The show must go on.
Yes.
The show must go on.
I need to get black Duke.
How did she die? I know.
She's old, man.
Or was
she's
it just old?
Oh,
like
some stuff. Organ failure and just general
70s,
stress.
Yeah? She was in her 70s.
81.
81.
Oh, okay. No, that's a good innings. I'll bank an 81.
Would you? And you also, because of your large steroid use, you're not going to make 39.
39's a bit. You know, I never... After
What's
this week,
name?
It'll be a pleasure to make 39.
What's our DJ's name? DJ, the viral video guy?
Big Shaq.
Big Shaq.
All right.
Big Shaq.
And I'm spelling it CK, not
no K.
No,
K. K.
Isn't
just
that
B.
with a Q?
Because
no,
that's the thing.
Oh, yeah, with the Q.
When you find a rapper, it's not spelled like you say it.
Yeah.
Big Shaq with a Q.
So, Eric, what, so now Q. you get your 15 minutes on this.
Yes.
And I thought they would just play it as a long special, but Gilly says that you get your own episode. And then you get interviewed, or what's the... Tell us about the surroundings.
So we are being interviewed today and tomorrow, so we don't know. Like, the interview is just going to be a conversation about comedy and what we believe our comedy personas are and what comedy is to us. Yeah. And, yeah, that's, I think, a 5 or 6 minute segment.
Okay.
And then the other 15 minutes is the comedy.
Just stand up.
And then another minute or two is Trevor doing a joke or something.
Is Gilly on?
Yeah, Gilly's on as well.
Excellent.
Say Gilly, yeah.
So that is how it should be when you watch these overseas ones. They are little backstage interviews.
Yeah.
Same as on Comedy Central.
Yeah.
And then it's obviously going to go on to the channels because during Easter, all of the, well, not in Zanzi, like a proper Mnet, one of those movie channels, had all of Trevor
Played
Noah's
all
on.
Of Trevor Noah's movies from Day Walker 2.
So they obviously trust his
going
credibility.
To America. Oh, yeah.
They're cool.
So that's when that's going to happen. They said it's probably going to end the third quarter of the year. So
okay,
how does
October,
that work?
November, which, December.
When is the third quarter of the year? I don't understand.
I think it's like
August.
I just mentioned it. October, November, December. Third quarter.
Listen, Dave.
Last three months. The final stretch. The Saturday of the year. The Sunday of the year.
Okay. So yes. We've covered. Pam Golding died. Does that make sense?
She also died, yes.
And then one of the comedians said, spot the difference. I couldn't figure out whether they were trying to be funny or clever.
No.
I understand Winnie Mandela struggled and had a very different life to Pam Golding.
The difference in the two articles was it said that founder of Pam Golding, multi-million and an international property company, has passed away.
Okay.
And Winnie Mandela died.
Oh, I see. So it's just
so
a choice
was no,
was
yeah, there was no...
No bedside manner.
Yeah, it was hey, just... Oh,
but
yeah,
they
was
also did problem. Say, they also did say struggle... Stalwart, yes. Apartheid struggle, so they gave the credibility
and
there.
Ex-wife
and
of
to say
Nelson
died
Mandela.
Is also like,
but was it from the same news source?
Yes.
So they reckon so they puck the words.
I would not have seen that at all.
I don't know. The passed away, died. I kind of say we've lost a friend.
Yeah, but it's just about being sensitive enough to both parties. You can't.
But
be
the person that wrote the article wouldn't have known that she died when she wrote it.
What do you mean?
So it's another say Pam Golding's passed away, and she then sends it, and then they go when Mandela dies, oh shit. So it depends which one they wrote first. It doesn't mean that they wrote them in they didn't write the articles together. Because no one phoned them and said, when are you dying? I'm dying at 2:30. Can you write the article?
What did they say about someone super beloved like Prince?
Super Maybe. Beloved Prince passed away after
did they
drug.
Say passed away or died? That would be interesting.
Elvis Presley passed away.
He did.
But
not
he also
so recently,
died of constipation. But the newspaper never said Elvis Presley couldn't get a piece of shit out of his bum and had an aneurysm. They were nice about it.
The king of
rock and roll has died. Shit happens. Or didn't happen in his case. No. You can't say what it... I don't agree with that. I think it's nitpicking. And especially with the land grabbing, with her being an estate agent, they're kind of looking at the difference in their lives. But I do... Maybe it is harsh to say, has died.
Yeah, I think it was just... Yeah, I just think it was a harsh thing. Like, it's a very harsh way to say.
But when you die, Eric, can we say has passed away?
Yeah, say I passed away, man.
Lost a friend.
I'm happy with that.
Lost a friend.
And then like, both passed away.
Use the euphemism, because dying sounds like so...
Oh.
It just sounds...
Okay, well,
harsh.
I didn't agree with you. I didn't agree with it at the time. I thought, a little bit hectic. Give some respect to both.
Like gangsters
to both families.
Someone
yeah.
who got shot.
I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Big
I didn't
puff,
die.
Yeah.
My life just
big
disappeared
Diddy,
before
Big Diddy
me.
B.I.G.
Big Shaq Puff Daddy.
Yeah, Notorious B.I.G.
Notorious B.I.G. died.
Okay.
Yeah,
they were shot and shit. I'm planning okay. on just not dying.
Ryan died at Ryan died at Ovations. What's
yeah,
it called?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I was just,
if I was at a place, I died. That's cool.
I was just going to say, while I'm alive, tell me I died.
Do you change your comedy when there's 10 people? Don't change your comedy.
I panic when there's so few people and I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, we got... I want to play this thing now. I want to play this Big Shaq, if it's the right one.
Man's Not Hot is the name of the video. I hope you are playing the right one.
Listen, you know what? What's, nice, what's nice about the internet is that you never know if you're playing the right thing.
No, you do. You do. You do know if you're playing the right thing.
It's like a close one, yeah?
You search the words.
Dude, this says Big Shaq, Man's Not Hot. Starts off with some birds chirping. Is he from this
video,
country?
That's why.
No.
See, that's what the fuck up is. He's opening for you at the box. I'm like, you're not going to get this guy to open for you at the box.
He's got millions.
He looks like
years.
He's got millions of rand.
I mean,
music thing's got the video's got 252,000 million views.
There's no way that guy's
he's not opening for you at the box. I just wanted to, just can we confirm with the audience of the five people that listen to the show?
Oh, no, you guys thought he was going to come to the bar.
I
never,
that's what I picked up.
Okay, listen.
You know, man, international now, fam. Check the statistics.
Statistics?
Yeah.
Check the statistics.
All right.
Where's he from?
All right, soon
from the
out.
UK.
Yeah. You're done now.
No. He sounds like he's from Jamaica.
Oh. Yo. Big Shaq, the one and only. Man's not hot.
This would be so dumb.
This would have been so hard. 3 months ago, guys.
What does man's not hot mean?
2 plus 2 is 4. Minus one, that's 3. Quick maths. Everyday man's on the block.
Smoke trees.
Smoke trees.
See your girl in the park.
That girl is a uckus.
We did not play this on the podcast.
We started the podcast with the song one day.
Oh, really? Well, let's just play it again. This is too good. Look at man. He's got a frisbee. I'm standing next to a flag. Here's some words. Look at the pavement. It's all square. I like the beach. Look at that beach. Look at that tree. There's a seagull shitting on my neck. Nothing rhymes in this fucking rap.
No, everything rhymes. Oh, wow. He's just freestyling at this point. That was pretty good, actually.
I'm looking at what he's seeing.
I tell a man's not hot. The girl told me, take off your jacket. I tell a man's not hot.
Please don't open your show with this.
This is the song that has to play.
Yeah, sure.
Here it goes. This is the part that
makes. My dad is 44. He's still calling man for a tour.
I'm gonna spin his jaw. Wait. Send man shot by force. Your girl knows
take my Twix. Is it my dark chocolate?
No ketchup. Just sauce.
Raw sauce.
Wait for it. Here we go.
And the thing goes grrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr
By the way, the show is looking for advertisers. We are actually currently looking for someone to sponsor the show.
I can't believe you don't know what
What's
man's
so funny?
Not hot is.
Yeah, you're right, Jude. What's so funny?
Man's
not this
not
show.
Hot. Man's not off your jacket. You tell me man's not.
Okay, cool. No, 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 no.
Man's not hot is the one.
Yo. Okay. That was too much.
So that's what happened, man. That's the song. Okay. And I can't believe that you don't know it.
Not eating the studio piece, go sit over there. All right, good. Dad time.
Yes. You saw that. That was
okay, so I don't even. I said Nelson Mandela's in court today.
That would make the best. That would really.
That would
we should have started with that.
You know what's weird? I grew up with Winnie Mandela being very much part of my varsity life. She spoke at WITS. And she was this kind of link between.
That's so cool.
You weren't allowed to see Nelson Mandela's face. You so she was a link between what does he say? What has he said? So it's almost like broken telephone. He could have said to her, Winnie, how dare you say that? I'm sorry about apartheid, and please. Sir. And she could have gone in, he says he fucking hates you guys.
Skip up.
Wow. And like, so she could have had, she had an immense amount of power when I was at university. And when she spoke, she kind of had these things. So I grew up with that face rather than.
It's pretty cool that you like part of that
part
history.
Of that. Yeah, that was it. So when I heard she does, I did feel like a thing. Then I also grew up with the football club and the power that she had over certain people that tried to impress her, that did some really crazy murdering things. And then you go, okay, with respect to the family, let's say goodbye to an era, because the Mandela is gone now.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
The kids.
Yeah.
Now we got Julius and the other guy.
Cyril. Uncle Cyril.
Yo, things are happening. It's a good time to be alive, man. In Africa, especially.
What a time.
What a time. What a time.
To be alive.
A tie. What a tie to put a tang.
What a tie.
What a tie.
Saturday.
Put a tie.
Put a tie on a runny cat.
On a runny tie. That's all I'm saying about that.
That's incredible.
That's all I got to say. You know what I'm saying? No. What a tie. I'm putting, sorry, I'm going to now look for put a tang. That's way better than this.
That is way.
You know, Louis C.K. made that movie, huh? He produced and directed it.
Let's not look for that video.
Hey, can you believe that?
Louis C.K. made that movie.
He did.
Yeah.
Can you believe that shit? I know it doesn't seem likely.
That is quite weird.
It is weird.
Do people know that?
Well,
because that would be his producer
as a comedian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As a comedian, he was a producer long before he did stand up. Then.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
No, but he's been doing stand up for long. He's like.
He's old. He's 48. He doesn't have his own show.
Yeah, on Cliff Central.
On Cliff Central. So you can't be in your.
I like how everybody just stops when Dave's son stands next to the controller.
No,
like,
sorry, man.
What is he going to do?
What's he
going to
do?
If he touches the controller, he's going to be an ass whipping in this.
So wait, so we want to punch your show. We got that show there has been filmed now. It was on Wednesday and Thursday.
That show did not need punting, bro. It's like,
no, but look, you know, the thing is, this is a podcast. So, who is Eureka Nkezi? What's happening, man? Who is you?
Eureka, man. Eureka is a stand-up comedian. I was actually born here in Joburg, man. I stayed here for I started doing stand-up here like 6 years ago.
Okay.
And then I moved to Cape Town.
How old are you? Sorry.
I am 27. I'm 27 this year.
Okay,
26.
Cool.
Yeah.
6 years, yeah.
Yeah, 6 years, and then moved to Cape Town for about 2 years. And while I've been in Cape Town, I've also been dabbling into like some advertising. So I've been doing some copywriting that side.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm here in Joburg to just do like Parker's Comedy, Goliath Comedy Club, and then also my one man show on Tuesday at the Pop Art.
So what would you come? What did you do in Cape Town? Purely comedy. You worked at. We got like CT does coding and websites.
Yeah. No, dude. I'm actually like a copywriter,
where?
Advertising. Do you know King James?
Yes, in very well actually.
That's a big. Yes. Oh yes, you did something with him like with the Kulula, didn't you do like?
No, we did it when King James got an account. They used me to introduce the agency, but as like a bullshit sort of commercial.
Yeah.
So they wanted quite a big account. So the agency went to the account and said, "Do you know who we are?" Then they've played this infomercial in order to get, I don't know, maybe Nashua? But it was a massive client that they wanted to woo, yeah. So they played this infomercial, and it was like, "Hi, welcome to King James, here at King James." And I walked through the offices, but it was all unscripted, and the people were kind of working, and I'd sit on the desk and interview a guy that I didn't know who he was. This is Tabo. He's been here for 7 years. Tabo, what's it like working here? And the guy's looking at him like, "Please fuck off, I'm trying to work." And I just walked around doing an infomercial with no one knew what the fuck was going on. And I was just showing things and campaigns we did. I knocked over their lorries on the floor. They are just weird. Maybe they didn't play it.
I'm sure they did.
So you work there. That's cool. So that's the reason why you went to Cape Town. So someone doesn't go to Cape Town to make bucks. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, like, people don't make as much. It's not like Joburg. Let me put it like that. Yeah. I mean, like, the comedy clubs there, they don't pay as much as the comedy clubs here.
Especially
the one comedy club.
Yeah, Phil DeLonge was supposed to join us today as well. We had a chat about that.
Yeah, Phil and CT were supposed to
and
join
us. Let's talk about that. The Cape Town Comedy Club. Have you ever run a comedy club? Because this is the kind of way that I explain it to myself. Is I don't want that pressure of paying rent. Think about the 30 staff that work
and
there.
And the
restaurant. That's before the comedians.
Yeah.
That's before. Comedians are full of shit already. We got egos bigger than anything. Now you got to deal just with staff that are, some of them have got things to go to, people die, people don't come to work. You got to deal with that. Then you got to deal with a comedian who says he'll be there Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. He's got a corporate Thursday. Now you got to replace them with someone of the same caliber that's also people want to come and see. Plus, that's an international club.
Yeah.
I don't want that stress. So I feel if a comedian really wants to work, he'll go and work at that club.
Get
the bucks,
for sure.
Whatever they're paying, headline fee, middle act, host, whatever they're paying, you do it. Don't try and make your career out of that comedy club.
True.
And there are other places as well. Banana, not Banana Jam, the other
banana
one.
Banana Jam.
Chili Room. Chili, some sort of name of a fruit or a fucking vegetable.
And a room.
In a room. So think of a Brinjal Cafe.
Chili bar.
Am I right?
Yeah, I think they
then there's another one, Sergeant Pepper's.
Sergeant Pepper's.
And then obviously the armchair.
Armchair.
Someone
and
said to me, like, why did
we
put Gino Fernandez in charge of comedy in Cape Town? I'm like, wow. He didn't ask for the job. He just put it. If you think you can do a better job, then do it. But no one wants to be in that sort of promoter.
Yeah, man. It's really hard.
Good for him
for
doing it. Someone said, like, why is Gino doing everything? I'm like, because Gino's not asking permission.
He will put in the work.
He's not asking permission. He's saying, oh, there's a room. I'll get some comics. I'll get some sound. I'll put out some promo. He's just doing it.
Yeah.
And the thing is, if you watch Gino in 5 or 6 years' time, the stuff that he's learning is on the streets, proper promotion, producer stuff. So he's only going to get better.
No, he is.
Yeah, and so, Ryan, what I'm looking at you is maybe producing's your thing? You want to...
Best friend of comedy. Wow. Like,
this week has defeated me, guys. I'm tired. I'm hurt.
You know what's going to cheer you up? A bit of
the blowjob workshop.
Reading.
Oh, that's coming on after this. Yeah. Sorry, that's on after this. But what will cheer you up is some pretty tang.
Pretty tang.
Hey kid, come over here. That's kid, the dumbest kid in town.
What do you want, Mister?
Here, have some of this.
Is it candy?
Told you.
Yeah,
JB's
is the kind of candy that you smoke out of a pipe.
Any better, Ryan?
Drugs are fun.
Oh, Pooty's arrived. What happened to the guy?
The Pooty Tang dude.
The actor. I don't know. He's Pooty Tanging somebody.
But no, but he's brilliant.
He's brilliant, yeah.
But the character...
Yay! Pooty Tang!
That's too strong. The character's too strong. It's like when I see...
He's actually a comic, that guy.
Yeah.
But also when Rob Van Fear and them do Most Amazing Show, the stuff's too strong. Like, you can't get out of that character. Then he says, "Now I'm Rob Van Fear," and I'm like, "No, man, do Pooty."
I wish that was
do Pooty.
But listen, education-wise, if someone said to me, "What is a great comedy movie?" I'm like, "Pooty Tang is up there. It's got too much stuff in it. It's too good."
Yeah.
But also, in 2018, there's a lot of black culture in here that you don't really want to be celebrating anymore. Maybe Louis C.K. can get the shit for that, too.
I mean, Chris Rock's the narrator. I haven't seen Pooty Tang.
You haven't seen it? No. Don't worry, you and I both. I've seen
Pooty Tang. You haven't
Pooty
seen
Tang. Pooty Tang? No, I've seen Pooty Tang.
You have seen Pooty Tang?
I've
seen Pooty Tang in segments. So, like, I'll watch 20 minutes of it, and then I'll have to go somewhere.
No, that is too much.
And then I'll watch, like, the last half an hour.
Yeah, you may also have to smoked a lot of substances to watch Pooty Tang.
Then I'm lost, then I'm just like, wait, why is Pooty Tang standing in a Mexican stand? Why did he hit this guy with his belt?
Because you've missed a lot.
This guy, yeah, so I need to have a one sitting serving size of Pooty Tang to understand the whole...
When you watch it, let's watch it together.
They did that marathon of Star Wars for people that didn't understand it, and then interviewed them afterwards, so they watched 8 episodes of Star Wars in sequence, and then asked them afterwards what they, and people were just
long.
We don't know what this guy had to do with it, and who was this guy, and why was this guy there. No one understood.
You need to read a lot of stuff. It's like the Harry Potter as well. People that watch Harry Potter, like, in
chronological
in sequence, one after the other, are also capable of killing you and witchcraft. Yeah.
You know the thing, guys? I think, like, I really underrated, like, Harry Potter. Like, you know, when it came out. No, when it came out, I thought, like,
No,
guys, come on. Like, honestly, when it came out, I was like, this Harry Potter thing, I'm not going to get into it. And then they kept making movies, bruh.
They made it happen.
Now I'm like, damn, now to find Harry Potter 1, too. And I'm like, oh my god.
And they're so young. If you go back and watch it, it's so young.
Where's this Philosopher's Stone, man? I'm lost. Where's the Philosopher's Stone?
Thank goodness. Yeah, I did. I had him down. That was a very loud recap.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys.
I know that the guys Harry Potter heard you. I don't know what spell you're putting on there.
Daniel Radcliffe is like, they're talking about
movie. We have to do mic technique during the show. We do it as we go.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You've got to put your face back when you scream.
I don't know what you were doing there.
No, that killed freaking out.
I couldn't find
your mic, first of all.
Looks like we have a WhatsApp.
Morning, boys and dudes. I'm listening live. Fantastic. That's Michelle from the aquarium.
That's our number one.
Michelle got Jude a shark tooth from the Shark Tank. Not the TV show. No. With blood on it.
That's nice.
Shark blood.
Shark niceness. Did he? You know, if you give it to the kid, he's going to taste the shark.
He swallowed it.
He swallowed the shark blood. Or the shark tooth.
Let me tell you, that thing is very sharp.
It's going to hurt on the way out.
It's very sharp. So, you know, he's got a shark tooth. His shark tooth, I've got it there. We're going to make a necklace.
Nice. It's going to be so freaking sweet, man.
It's going to poke you in the neck.
I always have this, like, weird fear that I get something really precious that I want to turn into a necklace, and then upon, like, trying to make a hole in it, I fuck the whole thing up. Like shark tooth.
Take it to... get your drill.
That's
in.
A very specific fear, Eric. I don't have that fear.
Wait,
let me look it up on Google.
I did, but I spoke to people.
Shark tooth or drillophobia.
Yeah.
Like, you put it in a vise, and then, like, drill it with a tiny little drill, and you do, like, it's a whole project.
Yeah.
You know that you are a stoner without the substances.
I know, yeah. I've smoked enough to still be in this state of mind.
Like an obliques fell in the stuff.
Yeah.
And Eureka, what's the show called again?
Man's Too Funny.
Have you really related it to that thing?
No, it's just the name, man.
Okay.
I'm sure it's just the name, yeah.
But have you pulled it out of that, the man's not art?
It kind of, like, I think that was more like the inspiration behind the show, like, just like the dude story. Like, when I found out that guy's actually a comedian, I was like, damn, that was actually a very well executed gag. You know?
Is that guy a comedian?
He is a comedian.
Okay,
so
he's doing a little podcast sort
like
of rap
character that he's doing. Yeah.
Oh, that's like her.
Yeah,
it's amazing how the comedians, because they have that timing, can actually do a rap song that people go, hang on a minute, you're not so bad at this. So I want, and a lot of rappers can do comedy as well because they've got that timing and they know how people they feel.
They know
feelings and words, and they put them in a sentence.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what? Tell us about the special. Is there a theme?
What's the theme of Man's? What's it called again?
Man's too funny.
Are you too funny?
You know what? My Twitter handle is Eureka Too Funny.
With a two.
With a two, yeah. Oh, and Man's Too Funny is also with
and
a two.
And why did you
well.
Do that? Because it can be the kiss of death, guys, saying too funny because the journalists were right there. I went to see the guy. He's not too funny.
He's one
funny enough.
Such a contradiction. You know, like, he was just funny.
It's kind of like the same Harry Potter thing. Like, I got into Twitter, right? And then I was like, I had my own Twitter
and then
handle.
You got
like,
deeper.
And, I was like, and I was like, you know what? This Twitter thing is not going to last. Then I deactivated it. And then the guy with the Twitter handle I watched is actually me. I'm cock blocking myself.
So you got your own Twitter handle.
So I said, I was like, yeah. So like, Eureka Too Funny it is, because Eureka guess it.
That's nice, because two would have been the second time you went back to Twitter. So it's Eureka
yes,
two, part two.
Eureka
two. I'm back on Twitter, y'all.
And
I'm
funny. Yeah. So
oh. Same. So you doubted Harry Potter.
I
doubted Twitter.
Yeah. So but I'm not your investor guy.
What are your thoughts on Bitcoin?
I was gonna say, were you invested in Bitcoin?
I was. Let's talk about that. The money is gone.
Yo guys, Bitcoin disappeared on us so badly. I deleted everything Bitcoin related in my life.
So you are that guy that doubts the things.
No, I'm like, I mean,
Google Plus.
What's Google Plus? Like, don't put
MySpace.
Money on guys, Plus. I'm going to be screwed if Mixit comes back, because I'll be like Eureka 66.
Was that your thing on Mixit?
Yeah, I was.
Just explain in a nutshell what Mixit to a 48-year-old man, what the fuck Mixit was.
No, you should
I
know.
I think you should know what Mixit was. You were there in the chat.
Is that old? Sorry, I missed that as well. Mixit was around, it's sort of like it was SMS Plus.
No,
SMS Messenger.
Mixit was like WhatsApp, but you could log out. If you didn't have airtime and stuff,
that's
nothing.
That's the thing I never thought about. You can't log out of WhatsApp.
You
actually.
Can't. Can't you?
He's there.
I can tell you. No, I can tell you a very. This is gonna sound.
That's like an aha moment. I cannot talk out of. I'm in this. I'm changed.
I've got the mics. That was close.
I panic.
Like, next time, just remember for Eureka, he gets excited about small things way too much.
I do.
Shut up, Pootie Tang.
No, so this is the weirdest thing that happened to me. I logged out of WhatsApp once. Because no, the thing is my phone was faulty. So it would back up the chats.
Was it the faulty X13?
While I'm in WhatsApp trying to send a message, the phone would reboot. And then I'd log back in the phone would restart, and then like six messages that we were talking would disappear.
Yeah.
So if you sent me a message in the time that I was typing a message,
and then you know what happens,
else,
the chick says, did you take that dick pic now or is it an old one? And you said, babe, my phone rebooted, so it is from now, but it didn't go through.
But
that's
my dick
happens.
Is pretty much the same.
The
it hasn't
same,
changed
no,
much.
And they don't want the old ones. They want the fresh one.
Okay, can we address the dick pic situation also? I feel like as a man, I can honestly tell you that I've never thought of sending
bullshit.
A dick pic
bullshit.
To anybody.
Pearl Jam.
Yo, then stop sending them to me, Eric.
I've never sent a dick pic in my life, is what I'm
why
saying.
Why must we address that? Okay, cool.
Yeah,
yes,
like why?
Okay, Eureka.
Let's go around the table. Eureka. Dick pic?
Okay,
no,
so
I'm not
seven.
A dick pic
one in, two in four.
Eight,
two
eight
in
this
four.
Morning already.
Two in four, guys.
I said just not with
don't
your face.
Send dick
just not with your face in it.
You know what I mean? Two in four, guys, don't send dick pics. Look there.
Oh, yeah. Statistics.
We are statistically
check digging. The statistics. Check the statistics.
Statistics.
Check the statistics.
Sorry. Yeah. I didn't bring up the dick pic thing. But anyway, yeah, so I got logged out of WhatsApp. And it was
okay,
weird.
Cool. So old that's phone. Our technology session.
Old phone.
We're supposed to do a quiz now with you, Eureka. And I'm not sure if you
what
even still want it.
Do?
It's a
just
kind
a
of quiz.
Random
you tell us what you like. Do you like Bible, football, sports, math, science, food, pop music, geography, fun?
I like the Bible.
Food.
Food it is.
Food it is. Okay. Okay. The only
having bread and fish. That's what it is.
Can I just say because it's the just now
the WhatsApp.
You
don't even know.
Because it's the WhatsApp comedy show. We don't have the answers. So the quiz just goes wherever the fuck it goes.
It's like WhatsApp. You can't log out.
We have to kind of
yeah.
You got 10 questions. Are you ready?
What pill do you take?
Are you ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Eureka, and I spoke to you earlier because you weren't like a fat guy, but when I met you in Cape Town, you're looking trim. Are you running? Are you doing things? Are you healthy?
I try to be healthy, dude. But to be honest, like how a lot of the weight got lost was for me becoming vegetarian.
But now you're fully vegetarian. Now still, you're not. It wasn't a phase.
No, it wasn't a phase.
Why did you become a vegetarian?
Dude, it was like, it was kind of like, I just needed to take a break from meat. So what happened, it was literally just that. I needed to take a break. I went to like an all-you-can-eat
restaurant. But you didn't do it, you didn't do it for the animals are dying or whatever.
And, I didn't watch one documentary, Joe.
And you say that, so that weight loss is literally vegetables and good, healthy eating.
It's vegetables, yeah, and also exercise.
Because it
yeah,
was
like
noticeable.
I do.
How are you feeling though, like? Mentally and physically.
This is a bodybuilder asking.
I was just going to say Ryan doesn't understand what's going on.
No, I'll think about doing that one day when I give my turn my back on the games. No, but do you feel like you got more vitality?
Yeah, I did. I mean, and that's why I kind of continued, because I was just like, ah man, I was going to go back to meat, but I feel nice.
I just like the fact that you call me dude. So cool.
You're just one of the young.
You're one of the dudes.
You're one of the guys. Lekker, man. But yeah. It was noticeable, and because I hadn't seen you since Johannesburg.
Yeah.
I saw you one of your first shows, I think, if you'd been doing it for 6 years.
I don't think so. I don't think you saw me at one of my first shows.
But I had you on a lineup in that funny club that we did.
Yeah, no, we've worked a lot.
I just loved your name.
We worked a lot.
So then, okay, so we went to Cape Town. Now,
yeah.
It's a quiz. Are you ready?
Is that the... that
isn't one of the questions.
The quiz. I was like, vegetarian, this is easy.
Can you keep score?
Yeah,
we don't know the answer. I can't find the answer thing on Google. Okay, just the question. All right. Question number one. What ingredient makes bread rise?
Yeast.
Okay. Can we agree?
Yeah.
Okay. What is the European dish calamari? What do they call it there?
European? Joe. I don't know.
Call it scampi.
Scampi.
What is the main ingredient used in guacamole? These are nice vegetarian questions.
Avo.
Okay. Good. Good job. What food does the giant panda mainly eat?
Leaves.
What grows? What does the leaf grow on?
They hit people with this weapon.
Give you a clue. It rhymes with poo.
You can use it as a weapon.
Sugar cane.
Keep going.
Close.
Cane.
No. Oscar, he's Oscar Jude.
Bamboo stick.
Bamboo.
Okay.
This is very vegetarian based. Because if you find Ryuki eating bamboo, you know he's lost his job as a copywriter.
Or he's become a panda.
Okay.
He's become a panda.
Where do you get bamboo from?
Yeah, like
you can grow it in your garden.
Wow.
It's the wildest growing weed. It grows out of control because it's a creeper and an
upper. Oh, yeah, okay.
So it doesn't just grow up. Yeah. So what it'll do is it'll grow underground for a long time. And then it just starts sprouting.
It's a pest, huh?
It's horrible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's why you grow it in. When you grow bamboo, it's very important that you grow it in a box. And
think
it'll grow to a
ecosystem.
Height. But it does make a wonderful shade wall if you've got neighbors that are noisy or they keep throwing their ball across the. Bamboo is very good. And in Vietnam, they used it as a torture. They used to tie the guy up.
And then they
put his anus there.
Guys. No.
It grows a centimeter. That's torture. How fast does it grow?
It doesn't stop.
And you can't. And also, it looks for the moisture of your anus.
I don't know, guys.
Hey, that's a good segue for this section.
Not your anus specifically, but like
but
the plant.
Grow.
So you're lying there and you can't move.
And the plant just looks for somewhere to grow.
Yeah.
But you don't die immediately.
I don't know.
Of course.
But anyway, so that's very much not. And also, for a bonus question, what eats pandas?
What eats pandas?
Chinese people. All right. So, what are the four main ingredients of a Waldorf salad? This is so cool. This is fully vegetarian.
Yeah, fully vegetarian.
What's the four ingredients? Have you got his score there, please?
What's the thing?
The four ingredients of a Waldorf salad.
What is a Waldorf salad?
Well, that's what.
You should know, vegetarian bitch.
Pussy.
I think it's got walnuts.
It's definitely walnuts.
Apple, celery,
cranberries.
Cranberry, like mayonnaise, lettuce.
Fresh apples, celery,
grapes, walnuts. So instead of grapes, you can put
mayonnaise.
Pomegranate
or
cranberry.
I think I've had that, but I never knew what it was called.
So you've had a Waldorf salad. It's a lettuce salad. It's got a lovely crunchy, because of the grapes and raisins, whatever. Then the crunchiness of the apple. Then the sauce of the mayonnaise.
Yeah.
And then you must use the smaller, those little lettuces, the kush lettuce. Then it really is a taste sensation.
Yeah.
I'm drooling.
There you are.
So I'm very weird about like having
not the iceberg
and like
not the iceberg lettuce, but the ice cube lettuce.
I got ice cube lettuce in my salad.
Put a tang.
I don't know if that was ice cube.
I don't know.
Wow.
Okay, what is the main ingredient of hummus?
Chickpea.
Well done. Yes, do you know the difference between?
This is a bonus
chickpea.
Question because he didn't read that.
Do you know the difference between
the top of the dome?
Do you know the difference between pea soup? And chickpea.
Yeah, you can make it.
Yeah, I've seen a chickpea, but I've never seen someone pea soup. make up the jokes as we go. All right, joke number three. I mean, question number seven. This is seven, all right? What is the main export out of Cuba?
the main export out of Cuba. I would like to think cocaine.
You know, the cool thing is I don't have the answers. It must be some fruit. It must be limes or something.
Maybe tobacco?
I would
it must be a food.
It's like, yeah.
It's a listen, you understand it is a food. It's a food quiz. So having cocaine as an answer would be like, maybe you're thinking of another country.
Knuckles. Cocaine paste.
Cuba wasn't Narcos. Cuba was the other one.
No, that was Colombia. Yeah, Colombia. Okay,
Cuba
no,
is rum and...
Oh.
Nice. It's rum.
Yeah, rum.
Oh, okay, yeah no, I was mixing up the
country. What is venison?
Venison?
This is such a cool vegetarian question. Hey, vegetarian. What be venison, man? How you venison?
Is that a new salad? No?
Well, you know what I have? I have me apple and a lettuce and venison.
Venison.
Venison, some courgettes. What's a courgette? Yeah, you know what? From the Vegetarian Society of South Africa, we'd just like to revoke your membership card. It's a venison is obviously buck and wild animals that you would eat then and bleed and
like game.
Not game and venison is kind of... Venison is not the wild buck, like the reindeer is venison.
This is, yeah.
A springbuck.
I just know it's meat. I've watched the series.
What is tofu made of?
Tofu.
Oh, this
oh,
you gotta
shit.
Get.
Oh, man. I know I get tofu a lot at like Chinese restaurants, but I don't know how they make it.
It's bean curd.
Dumplings.
It's bean curd. So the top of the milky things and the bean, that stuff there, then you square it off and you squash it in and you bake it and you let it set. So it's got a sort of gelatinous vibe, but it's... It looks like feta cheese, but it's
yeah,
the top.
Yeah, it does.
The top layer when you cook your... So it's very high in protein.
Yeah.
Ryan.
Yeah, I think it's okay. Not as much as an animal. Not as much protein as a fucking cow.
Okay.
It's
made out of dumplings and noodles.
Tofu is made of dumplings and noodles. That's because you watch Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah,
there we go. Alright, which country does Parmesan cheese originate from?
Parmesan cheese, I would say... South Africa.
Pomerania.
Palmer.
I'd say Stellenbosch.
From Parmalat. Specifically, I'm Stellenbosch. It's definitely where that's world famous.
Parmalat.
I think I'm Parmalat. I think exactly of Parmalat. I'm like, they're in Stellenbosch.
It's Italy?
I know this guy.
Is it not Italy?
The same guys that make Steri.
The Parmesan cow. Yes, that's not. It's not. Okay, how many portions of fruit and vegetables do government recommend that adults eat per day?
Isn't it 6 to 8?
I honestly can't find the answers.
What's that? No, yeah, we keep on looking at you expectantly, like, give us the answer, Dave, and you're like, I don't have the answer.
Listen, the government recommends you eat some fruit and vegetables. Just get some fruit and vegetables. Get an onion, get an apple, get a pie, peach.
A pie. Okay. Most all important right. Apple, on food though, is listeriosis done now?
No, it still exists. Do you think it's like do you think it's like a season? Like the Beatles,
it's
they broke the
no
listeriosis
trending.
Broke up.
It's no longer trending. Guys, it's like
no, it's trending for the people
that
died.
Are people still getting sick from it as well?
There's a large amount of PR that's going out in terms of chicken because a lot of people are saying it's in the chicken, and they're saying like the chicken products that you cook. Oh, shame.
It's like,
what
it in the chicken, dog.
It's like you're in opera. It's like, listeriosis done, because I'm really craving, like, a bologna sandwich, eh? I haven't had any French.
I haven't got the
while,
green
light.
I just want the green light from our boys.
I'm
waiting for that bologna.
The, the cool thing is, if you're a bologna salesman, you know your sales are ready. You're waiting there, like, listeriosis free bologna.
Because people are like, oh, we haven't had it.
People in the streets just eating bologna, carving things, sculptures.
Bologna sculpture.
Giving it to the kids. Just have sense. It's free. It's everyone has.
Yeah, but it's still happening, basically.
It's still happening. Okay. Still on. There's a massive PR campaign in terms of the chicken because that's become the next food. So you got eat your chicken Viennas, chicken based products, Chicos, Chicos,
Chicklets.
What name some chicken products, please, Jude?
Chicks. Ooh. Yeah, let's talk about chicks.
Yeah,
let's
talk about chicks and cars. All right. Here we go.
Viennas.
Are all these dudes here for the blowjob seminar?
You know what's happening? I think other people also here for the other shows, Ryan. Don't assume that people in business attire are here to learn
how to give blowjobs.
Yeah. Also, no. Stop talking. Hey, he's off.
Am I done?
No. You were on. Thank God we're off now. I asked you to explain some Viennas to us, but you didn't want to. All right, so we got the quizzes done. Your news, anything news in comedy that's happened?
No,
Jacob Zuma is going to court.
7 out of 10,
you had 5.
Why do we waste money on this person state money for court cases when we've got murderers and rapists and things who need to be, and robbers who go to court? Or I suppose he is all those, hey?
Lots of money involved.
Is it?
Yep.
And what is the, what are we trying to find out that he's done? Is it the money?
That's all those charges, man. There were 60, he's charged houses, 17, because the 17 entailed the, what is it, 534 cases.
Yeah. So what did we have now?
I just saw people housing yesterday. Like, yeah.
But then I also see there's a lot of Jacob Zuma supporters.
Yeah.
You won't get anything out of him. You can't get any more stuff out of him now. You can't go in and say, I support you because I'll get a gig. You know what I mean? Are there still supporters in terms of just they love the guy?
Yeah, I think so. He's just a normal guy now. It's just fan love.
So if you went to court tomorrow and Eric Janssen is in court,
we need him to tweet about
for being too for being Eureka too funny, one of his supporters. Have you got supporters?
I don't think so. I'm
I
not
think
sure.
You do, Eric.
I don't know.
You do. I've seen you at the Goliath. A lot of people just will acknowledge you. They want to see you. They ask
they've
you.
Seen
thing.
Me before? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Exactly.
Okay, then I have supporters, yeah.
So yeah, don't sure. Make this maybe not the kind of supporters that'll be at the court protesting if you go to the court.
Yeah,
but
no one really gives a shit. If I went to court, you're like, oh, I don't know that guy. No, Dave, never heard of
it.
Okay. Eureka, you at Goliath this weekend?
Yes, I am.
So from last night, did you do last night?
Then no, last night I was actually at Parker's
Wednesday and yesterday. Yeah. I was it.
How's Parker's doing?
Hey, man.
Because I saw let's see there. Mojack was there. And he said it was fantastic.
Last week, yeah, yeah.
He said it was a really, really cool gig.
Oh yeah, man. You know what? Last night was really good. It wasn't as packed as I'm like used to Parker's being, but maybe.
But that
we'll
is that Thursday night is difficult because it's the a lot of the casino.
Apparently Wednesday was also hardcore as well.
Empty.
Not empty, but there wasn't a lot of
The thing about it, hey, like people, they're going phases with comedy, like they dig it and then they'll. A big show will come along, then they'll save their money up for that. Maybe go see Barry Hilton or Nick Abrinovitz or something.
Yeah.
Those ones that come down the Wednesday night, those are the diehard fans.
Yeah, man. You got to give them.
You got to be licking and sucking and saying thank you, which I always have to do backstage with Tony D. King just to get on stage before 10:30.
This guy comes. I think he said I came from Brazil last night.
It was Tony D. King hosting. Obviously, Tony D. King is hosting.
He's this guy just came back from Brazil. I'm like, yo.
He does do that, eh?
How crazy was that? I don't remember that at all.
But he still he does that. He introduced you. Like, have you done Parker's? Ever?
I did the kamikaze competition.
You sound very down-spirited, Ryan.
No, I love Ryan.
No, I have been heard.
Ryan,
Eric, we need to talk.
You know what you've got in the show? You know what you've got? You've got Winnie the Pooh.
Eeyore. No, hey. No, Eeyore's that side, my friend. There's Eeyore right
Eeyore the
there.
Depressed one.
Yeah. There's Eeyore. I'm Tigger. Over Tigger. There you go.
Eeyore. Rhymes with Tigger.
Tigger.
I'm going home now.
Tigger's brother, man. Sligger.
I was thinking of Jigger, man. I don't know what you guys are thinking about.
There is
I don't
a
know.
Thing. A Jigger's a jug of cocktails.
Jigger's Jay-Z.
Jigger's a jug of cocktails. You can get a Jigger, a jug of cocktails.
I
you also get a growler.
Because I'm hip.
You are hip.
I know Jay-Z.
Okay. So you do I'll doing Parker's. Hip. You did Parker's. You're doing comedy at the Goliath Comedy Club this weekend. We can see
This weekend, Friday and Saturday.
Eureka and Casey.
Yeah.
The man's too funny.
And where can you get tickets for the one-man show?
The Buff.
At the Pop-Out website.
Pop-Out website.
Yeah.
Or by At The Door.
Or At The Door.
Really?
Mm.
Okay, cool. But well, listen, I would say that Easter really screwed us. Ryan especially, you got done. Yeah. We need to pump you up again. We need to get you back in the saddle. Because like when my kid falls off his bicycle, you get back on. You can't even lick a wound when you get home.
Laugh.
So let's get you back on track.
Back on.
Okay, cool. So you can do a gig. Let's find Ryan Holiday a gig.
The ever but hilarious.
He's always producing, hey? You must think about it.
Yeah. It's always anything that's not comedy.
Eureka, when are you on at the box? What night?
On Tuesday night.
Okay, cool. And then you, Eric, you got stuff coming up?
I am doing a corporate event tomorrow, but then after that, I am not doing anything
I like that
else.
Word, corporate event.
Yes.
I'm off to Clarence to go and do a golf day for a mining company.
That's nice.
I'm staying there because I like Clarence. He's a nice guy. This is Clarence, my band, Sexual Chocolate. Okay, guys, we're going to go. My name is Dave Levinson. Thanks for listening to the Just Now Comedy Podcast on from 9 to 10 every Friday until we stop.
All right, Ronaldo. Thanks for listening, guys.
Ronaldo.
You reckon, Kessler? See you guys on Tuesday.
Man's too
Man's
funny.
Too funny, yeah.
You know what it is. The name is Eric Janssen. And like always, we'll see you again just now.
This is CliffCentral.com.